This is an audio recording of the blog post, Principal Fuck. Let me envelop your dick. Let me envelop your dick. Submerge it inside me, like I'm slipping you into a warm bath. When I look at you, this is all I want. Everything else would be too active on your part. I need to fuck you like I need to stroke your brow with a cool cloth and whisper soothing words into your ear. I read your daily troubles on your face. The men who won't listen to you. The friends you think will betray you. All the politics and machinations of your life outside these walls. And I desperately want to take all that away. Massage it out of you with my hands. Oil your body and rub and stroke until the very essence of your pain just melts away. This is not a fuck of passion, but compassion. I want to hold you inside me where it's tight and wet and warm. Run my hands over your oiled body and whisper shh when you try to sit up. When you buck your hips itching to join in, I'll smile at you indulgently and tell you no. This is not for me, it's for you. It's my every skill honed over years, directed solely to your pleasure. You don't need to do anything now. Just wipe the frown off your face, put your worries to one side, and forget about the men you've caused trouble for today. You're a troublemaker. That's your job. I'm a peacemaker. Let me do mine. Let me straddle you with my thighs and take your hands in mine, squeezing your fingers in the same rhythm with which I squeeze my cunt, and watch the smile start to melt away the lines upon your face. We'll take it slow, my troublemaker. When you seem like you're reaching a peak too soon, I'll climb off and hold you in my arms, kissing your face and whispering that it's all good. It's okay. I've got this. I'm here. Crooning and kissing and whispering until I can coax out a laugh. Your mouth, which has spent all day talking, persuading, pleading, arguing, it can rest now. You don't need to say anything at all. You don't even need to keep your eyes open. Just relax. Close them and enjoy the sensation of my lips on your nipples, my tongue on your cock. Two of my fingers tracing a gentle stream of oil from the base of your dick down the crease of your arse as you writhe and wriggle beneath my touch. I'll make a circle from my fingers and use it to squeeze your dick, then bring my wet lips down tight over the ridge of the head, sucking your whole cock into my throat, meeting my circled fingers with a spit-lubed kiss. Moan if you like, but only if you like. Don't feel you need to say anything just to please me. Your every second of every day until now has been in service to a higher cause, so just this once, please rest. Let me envelop you with my mouth and tease you with my fingertips until you forget the troubles you left at my front door. Until your lofty, higher purpose is replaced with one much simpler and sweeter. The urge to come for me. With two fingers, I'll slide inside you. Gently and so slowly that you can barely work out the difference between that moment and this. Let your hands fall to your sides and your legs fall open and your cock twitch against the flat of my tongue. Let your mouth fall open and your mind go blank as I press against the inside of your flesh, urging you to let go of everything. You deserve this, my troublemaker. You deserve this release. When your eyelids start to flutter and your moans grow louder, I'll know you're ready for the end, for me to envelop you. Keeping two fingers from my right hand inside you, I'll swing my left leg over your body, presenting you with my back and the privacy you need to pull whatever face you want as you come. And then slowly, so slowly, I'll submerge the shining tip of your twitching prick inside me, pausing for just a second to allow you to savour the moment when nothing on the earth matters more to you than this. Then I'll clench it as tight as I can and bury you up to the hilt and savour the sensation of all that comes flooding out. Your woes and troubles and stresses and pain, thick, hot shots of each, pumped hard into the depths of my soothing cunt. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. This particular post is part of a series I'm doing called Emotional Fucks, where I write different posts, different erotic fiction posts about different types of emotional fuck. I've got pity fuck, spite fuck, revenge fuck, and a couple more on the site as well. If you want to search for them, quite a few of those are also available as audio porn.